Tokyo, Australia, Germany.
Go head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head on with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, crmw.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Pycod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy. And here we go. It's a minute past the hour on this, the 24th day of January, 2017. This is The Horn. HeadOnRadioNetwork.com is where we live, and that's where you go if you'd like to join the merry, madcap, multimedia extravaganza, the wild, wacky, zany gathering that happens in The Horn chat room every night during the 3 hours this program is live. If you do, if you go there, if you go to the site, you click on chat room, and you pick yourself out a screen name and a password, you will be immediately met and greeted by Hoghead, Laborman, Steve from Georgistan, V.T. Blom. And, of course, longtime inveterate, indefatigable veteran chat room moderator, Sparky, who, being a third stage guild navigator, has elected this fine spring day in Northern California to fold space and become Man Cave. Yes. Do that. Feel free. It's free. Everything about The Horn is free. Nobody ever gets charged anything. This is a listener-supported program, but it's all entirely voluntary. We've never sent a bill for accessing the 24/7 stream, for accessing. No, we don't. We just don't. We rely on people who want to make sure that this continues to help it continue. And so you do that by going to HeadOnRadioNetwork.com and clicking on Contribute and filling out the fields. And there's a little bit of an announcement going with that. I haven't heard back from John Fox. Let me check here. Just real quick-like. Yeah, this will only take a second. John has been working overtime. Making the site new and spiffier and everything. In order to get the things up and running, there's been a couple of burps with the PayPal interface. If you should happen to go to HeadOnRadioNetwork.com and click on Contribute and you have trouble with it, you can always just go to PayPal, period. You know, just PayPal.com and use BobKincaid@gmail.com as the delivery address, and that'll get your contribution through, too. And we have we've got a bit of a hole to dig out of this evening. We are at $350 we need to raise for fundraising this evening to keep paying bills, because it seems like that's mostly what I do anymore. Get some in, pay some out, get some in, pay it out. That's just how it goes. I'm sorry. This is listener-supported broadcasting. And, you know, the trade-off is that you don't get any commercials for Buy Gold Now while you're laying on your Swedish mattress made from NASA-researched foam, all the while listening to your Bose Wave radio in your General Steel building with its lumber liquidator's floor while you wait for your herbal erection capsule to do its mighty work and your herbal hair regrowth tonic capsule to do what it does and turn your head into a freaking chia pet, okay? So we do. One at $350, two at $175, et cetera, 10 at $35, 35 at 10 to come even. Now, a program announcement, and let the let the, well, I don't know how you're going to respond to it. As you all know, or I trust you know, I have since 2012, which, oh my God, is 5 years now, been actively involved in, wait a minute. Quick timeout before we go. Before we go to that, one of the other nifty things John has done with the website is to put some spiffy new media players on the website. You should have no problem. You should have no problem at all using those if you don't want to use TuneIn or Stitcher or any of the other possibilities. The web player there at headonradionetwork.com takes the stream straight from White Rose. And there's never any ads with that either. Cool, huh? Yeah. So that's just a little technical update. But now, like I was saying, for 5 years now, going back to 2012, I have been intimately involved in the attempts to push the only bill ever introduced in Congress with the potential to end mountaintop removal, which, incidentally, you know, but many others don't, ain't over yet. They haven't stopped. Thank you, Anatole. Hi, I'm Bob Kincaid at 7 minutes past the hour. This is what happens when you don't have an egomaniac behind the microphone. But I am Bob Kincaid. Anyway, the bottom line is there's not going to be any programs next week. The 30th, the 31st, and the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd day of February, there will be no broadcast. There will be no live program. Because I found out today, I mean, that's as much warning as I got. If I'd known earlier, I would have told you, and it would have been a lot simpler to deal with, but I found out today that I need to be in Washington, D.C. next week for stuff relating to the Appalachian Communities Health Emergency Act and the Appalachian Communities Health Emergency campaign. So that being the case, I hate to do this. I don't like to do this, but the fact of the matter remains, we got 4 days to do 2 weeks worth of fundraising. Because with no live programming on the air next week, it will be a desert. So, oh God, so what does that work out to be? I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cheat and use the calculator on this. Okay. Okay, this is really depressing, but it is what it is. Each of the next 4 days, because if I'm gone for a week, and I have to be gone. I think I've established a pretty solid record of being here, rain or shine, not taking vacations. I mean, I took one night off. I played hooky. I watched the Mountaineers embarrass themselves in Orlando, Florida, and got sicker than hell as a sort of karmic retribution, I guess. But I'm here. I'm behind this microphone as much or more than anybody else doing this work. But I have to be gone next week. You know, I looked at Agnes earlier today and I said, I don't know what to do. And she said, you have to go. This is 5 years of your life and the lives and well-being of people all over Appalachia that you're working for. You don't have any choice in the matter. So, I got to be gone next week. And it's just next week. It's the 30th, the 31st, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of February. But I'm not going to look forward to, well, I don't like being away from the microphone. So there we have it. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we need to raise $487 a night for the next four nights to cover all that fundraising. Now, the good part of that is, in so doing, we will nudge the Norsky and lick the Lithuanian. Thank you to Chris and Marcy for those challenges. So that's a good thing. But we've got to, understand something. When I say we've got to raise this money, I'm not talking about raising money to send me to D.C. This isn't money getting spent in D.C. This is keeping up with keeping the program on the air. Okay? So I'm sorry to even be wasting time talking about this. But, this is central to the effort. I mean, this is something I've been working on for 5 years. And for all I know, maybe working on for another five. But a key to building awareness of what's going on here is going door to door to door to door in the House of Representatives and doing some work in the Senate, too, to make people aware of what's happening here and kind of help, hopefully, give a little bit of uplift and urgency to the people we're talking to. So, yeah, and what those challenges are, remember, the Norsky nudge is a carrying forward of the Beat the Swede challenge from last year. Whereas, like, at the end of January, if we meet the fundraising goal, $50 extra, $60 in February, $70, etc. And then the Lick the Lithuanian challenge, courtesy of Marcy, is $10 the first month, $15 the next, $20, $25, etc. So they're both very, very much important. They're very important, and that's what those challenges are. But we have to meet the fundraising goal. And in the meantime, I will be I'll be doing social media stuff while in D.C. But it's well, it's a specialized skill. And it doesn't just happen automatically. And the days are long. And hey, shitty weather's going to be coming back next week. Miserable low temperatures and stuff like that. So that's where we are. I apologize. I will be absolutely itching to get back behind the microphone by the time I get back. And frankly, a little travel is never bad for the program. Because it's good to get out and see the rest of the world and get out from behind the corn pone curtain for a little bit. So that's where we are at the moment. Now this is, of course, No, Steve from Georgia Stan. Bob may even be on the TV. No, Bob is not going to be on the TV. This is all very much behind-the-scenes work. So that's what that's about. And, of course, I'll also be away from my family, which I'm not crazy to be. In the past, when the 8 campaign had its own little digs, you may recall, those of you who've been around long enough, I broadcasted live from there. It can be done, but it is, but on a on an up and back kind of trip, it's not nearly as doable, especially when you're trying to milk every last ounce out of the day. So, you know, there's our big program announcement for the next week or so. So it's Titanic Tuesday on the Horn, and of course we all know what Titanic Tuesday means. Titanic Tuesday is for celebrating the Titanic intellect always on display from the white right wing in America. The greatest country in the history of the world, on earth, in the universe, now, today, forever, under God, amen. And we got plenty of examples this evening. Oodles and oodles. Oh, well, see, our resident optimist, Brother Deacon Asa, says, hey, as far as going to D.C. is concerned, look at the bright side. Maybe you'll even get to shake tiny hands with the president, Bob. Well, let's don't say we didn't, Asa. I'm still trying to hang on to some vestige of self-respect. But it is Titanic Tuesday. The name, you may recall, comes from something that happened years and years and years and years ago now on right-wing radio in America's fifth smallest radio market, Beckley, West Virginia, wherein the right-wing blatherer in the morning took a break from his monotonous reading of the local newspaper. And every time he took a break from that, the local first responders got a break, too, because that meant you know, less people were falling asleep in their cars and hitting phone poles. Anyway, he took a break, and he took a call from one of his mouth walking, knuckle breathing followers, who said, "Steve, how come it is that there's seashells in the rocks in West Virginia? We ain't nowhere near the beach." To which he replied, "Well, caller, that's because of the movement of the Titanic plates." Filled with stentorian authority and larded with the Dunning-Kruger effect, "That's because of the movement of the Titanic plates." Yeah, I know. Still no word on the Titanic the cast iron grill pan. And the little, you know, I think it must be catching, because every, you know, I'm Bob Kincaid, a little ray of sunshine, and it's catching on with everybody. First Asa, now Ron in the somewhat frozen north. Bob, when you're in D.C., just remind yourself that you're using the same sewer system that the Cheeto is using. Smile when the opportunity presents itself. And smile I shall. You know, we all, because it rhymes and everything, we've already taken around here to, it's a little within the family. The phrase now is, "I'm going to go and take a Trump." Yeah, wait a minute. Just a little tiny cowbell for that. I'm just, please, if you don't mind. But it's Titanic Tuesday, and we celebrate Titanic intellect here. And while, as I noted, there are several exemplars thereof, I thought we might start with one thing in particular. And that is the present controversy over the latest hissy had by, you know, the Play-Doh Cheeto over the fact that he got his ass whipped in the general election, claiming that if it weren't for all those illegal votes cast, he would have won in a landslide. I guess I'm an illegal immigrant or something, according to them. And so's, you know, Agnes. Because, you know, we voted for Hillary. But nobody legally voted for Hillary. I'm sure there wasn't a legal vote cast for Hillary Clinton in all of West Trump Virginia. But here's the problem. He says one of these outrageous, stupid things, because that's pretty much the only cards in his hand, outrageous and stupid, along with pig-eyed mean and treasonous. That's four cards. He's still one short of a flush, which is what you do when you take a Trump. And, well, okay, so I'm just going through a few here. Over at Chicken Noodle News, Jake Tapper lit into this whole exercise in dumbassery and declared it's not even remotely true. And let's be clear, this is a true statement, all right? As touching upon the question of the vote totals. They've already been certified. It's game over, okay? Here's the audio, I think.
No.
Thanks, Brooke. The emperor has no facts. The lead starts right now. Breaking news, without issuing a shred of evidence, because it doesn't exist, the White House today doubling down, saying it is President Trump's belief that 3 to 5 million people voted illegally. When baseless conspiracy theories become White House policy, what does that mean for the rest of us? A new era at the EPA. We've done some digging and found some major changes are in store. How might they affect you and the air you breathe and the water you drink? Plus, Senator Bernie Sanders, other Democrats, labor leaders, all cheering Donald Trump for ditching a trade deal. But did he just open the door for China to flex its muscles in the Pacific?
So in the open there, you get the idea of what's going on. You know, blatant falsehoods. And that's fine. So that was Jake Tapper. Then there's Carl Bernstein. They brought on Kayleigh McEnany, who desperately wants to be Tommy Lauren. And Carl Bernstein unloaded on her. There's no proof whatsoever of voter fraud. On the one hand, you want to give them a little golf clap for this. Yay, you're finally pushing back. It would have been awfully goddamn helpful if you would have done this a year and a half ago. But they're pushing back. Even Morning Blow. You know, squinting the meat puppet, as Charlie Pierce calls them, took aim at the hypersensitive pissandery of the current occupant of the White House. And all over the place. As noted, the New York Times is referring to things as deliberate falsehoods, getting awfully close to just flat out calling him, you know, what he is, a liar, and calling every member of his administration, especially the White House intimate staff, what they are, liars. But here's the question.